Kuf Lam Rav Sim Pei. The Tfilas Apayim Yushuf V'Lo Yim Umid. The Tfilas Apayim should be set sitting down. Mr. Brewer brings that the Rivosh says that there's no Kpeda. You don't have to do that for market doing sitting down. Even though Pikabol is an Indian. And the Maisa, B'Shas HaTchak, for example, somebody's behind you still saying Shemon Esrei, so you can't sit down in front of him. So you can say the Tachon standing up. And it says, Yipul al Ponav Mu'umod in Matiba. In other words, you don't just say standing up, you also bend over and do it with your face, bend over, tilt it to the left, tilt to the right. But do that standing up. Yeah. And more says, Yishayim Denuf is the Pine Elder Mokum Shiesh Oroin Sefer Tere B'Sefer. There are those that say that the Tachon is only said in the case where there's Sefer Torah. Shemir says the Oron is Lav Tavka, which just means Sefer Torah, because in the Pesukim that describe the Nefila by the time of the Melchoma of Ai, it says Vayipul Al Ponav Lefnei Aroin Hashem. So that was on Lefnei Aroin Hashem. If there's no Sefer Torah, there are other Svarim in that room. Shows the discussion. The Eli Rav and Dechaim say you should say Tachlin, but without the Tefillas Apayim, say it's sitting down. And others say that you can do the full Tefillas Apayim as long as it's firm in the room. It's a safer term, and then everybody holds that you do the full Tefillas Apayim. They bring from a Moshe Feinstein that says that a place for their children and the cheder, and one of the mechanism had it down properly, so we rely on the fact that they're just firm in the room to do the full tachlin. So, like we're saying, in the case where that you don't have any svarim in the room, then you say the tachanun without the way we do in the Tefillas Apayim. We do in the Tefillas Apayim without falling on the floor, but we cover our face with our arms, and like we say, we tilt to the side. The chaf to base a knesset absurd, lays a knesset, of a shasha simon spalim, oz, a field yoch, and vase, oime, tchina, field a pie. We said before that it's only a room that has a safer toilet. Now, Ramah is adding another chiddush. If it's a courtyard that's open up to the main base medrash, or an anteroom open up to the main base medrash, so even though he is not in the room that has the oron, but it's considered as if he is in that room, and therefore he can do it in the field of the pie over there. Mr. Brewer adds to it that it's talking about a case that he could see the Oron from the courtyard or room that he's in.
Yeah.
So, once again, if he's outside of these measures, but in the fashion that he could see the Oron of Kodesh, then he does do the full Nefilas Apayim in such a situation. Yeah. But if he's in other rooms or the door's locked, then he's not required to put his head down by the Nefilas Apayim. If he comes in there as a snoshin, Mr. Brewer brings a place to him, it also does the Nefilas Apayim because one can see the Oron from there as a snoshin. Here is another chiddush that we saw that if it's the time that Tzibur is dabbling in the shul, even though he's in his home, he also does the form of Tzibur Sapayim because he's also subordinate to the minion. Mishra is a chiddush over here that before we saw it in respect to an answer Amin to a broch in the shul, even though outside of the shul you can answer it, but if there is some filth excrement in between you and the shul, you cannot do it. It's the same thing applies to this as far as in Tzibur Sapayim. If there's excrement between you and the shul, Siv Gimbal Ein Tefillas Apayim Belayla. The concept of saying the Tachanun we do not do at night, and therefore if someone daven minutes in the last minute and he finished by nightfall, then he cannot do it. Mishbur says the minig is to do the full Tachanun during Bein HaShemoshes. In other words, even though it's after Shkia, with a certain amount of minutes after Shkia, he could still do the Tefillas Apayim. Minhag Yerushalayim is that the Shkia is a cut-off time. But in other parts of the world, Bein HaShemoshes, 10, 13 minutes, whatever it is, depending on where you are, it's still say Tachanun. V'leil HaShemoshes, Noigim Likol HaPaneim, Shukorev LaYoyim. The time you're saying Slichas, and you end up close to the beginning of the day, then you do the Tefillas Apayim, even though it's technically night, but it's close to the day. That's good enough. What's close to the day? Mr. Brewer brings from Eli Rabbah that one can do this already from Chatzos onwards.